let's begin. We're up to page 156, Chaf Gimel. Okay, page 156. Okay, we're up to mitzvah lamich ner chanukah b'techas of lepesach. The halacha is the ner chanukah should be positioned on the tefach that is samach lepesach. The imlo kein kevan demadlikin mechutz lo yeh nikar shezed ner chanukah. So he's discussing what is done meikar hadin. Meikar hadin, the ner chanukah is supposed to be put b'pesach atamach lepesach. That samach, don't just put it in the middle of the doorway. Because if you put the ner chanukah in the middle of your doorway, it's not noticeable that it's being lit l'shem mitzvahs chanukah. But when it's put along the left side, then it becomes noticeable. Sharia ein heker klal shabalabai senicha sham period. Umanicha mitzat smol. So when you put along the doorpost, which doorpost? Should you put along the right doorpost or should you put along the left doorpost? So it says here, umanicha mitzat smol on the left side, kidei sheyehe mukaf b'mitzvot, so that when the person, when he stands in the middle of the doorpost, he should be surrounded by mitzvot. Mezuza miyamin. The ner chanukah is small, the mezuzah on the right side, and the ner chanukah on the left side. Therefore, in ein shon pesach, around the mezuzah. Let's say you have a situation where you have a pesach that does not have a mezuzah. Notice he said that's not royal mezuzah. He doesn't say if it doesn't mamash have a mezuzah. But he says, let's say it's not royal mezuzah, whatever the situation is, then is the exception, manichoy biyamin. So then the menorah should be put on the right side, why? Because always the right side is better than the left side. Let's say you put it in along in the doorpost, and the doorpost is very, very wide. So should you put it along the side that's closer to the inside, or should you put it along the side, the width of the mashkoif that's towards the outside? The im, hinicha b'seich chalal ha-pesach, al hamashkoif had studim along the sides, the hurochav harbe, and it's very wide. Yanichenu michetzoy shel hachnisa letzad habayis letzad smol. It's better to put it on the side that's closer indoors. Veloy michetzoy shel hayitzia, not on the side that's towards the outside. Okay, so sachko we learn over here. The bottom line over here is the mikra din. Where does the ner chanukah go? It goes in the doorway on the left side. If you let it sit in the middle, it's not noticeable that it's the Shem Mitzvah Chanukah. But it's on the left side, then it becomes noticeable. If you don't have a mezuzah on the right side, then put the Ner Chanukah on the right side, because the right side is always more chashuv than the left side. If the doorpost is extremely wide, and should you put it on the side that's close to the inside, or should you put it on the side that's close to the outside? You put it on the side that's closer to the inside. Chav Dalet. Now royal mezuzah, right? So that's how I was wondering. It's rounded, okay. But let's say it's like a royal mezuzah, but for whatever reason you don't have a mezuzah, so what then is the halacha? It doesn't say. It seems like you would still put on the left side. That's what it seems to say. But why? If you're not mezuzah b'mitzvah, there is no mezuzah on the right side. Okay, all right, that's a chiddush. Chav Dalet. V'hinei, behold, after now ain onu malikim b'chutz, bizman hazeh, we do not light outside. V'af she'ein sakona etzlenu, it is our custom, bizman hazeh, not to light outdoors, even though we have no sakona. Mikol mokom kim'at hu me'hamenius, it's almost impossible. B'nei, it's very rare, m'bnei she'kol, she'bukol amdina shalonu, where we live, yesh, yimei chanukah, him yimei sagror, geshem, v'shel, I know what it means, sagror, means like some type of storm. It's always the middle of the winter. Geshem, there's rain, v'shelig, there's snow, v'ruchos chazokim, and there's strong winds. It's impossible to put the menorah outside unless you enclose it in a glass case. And to such a degree, the Rabban did not require us put in a glass case.
What, to put into a glass?
A glass case, exactly. If the Rabban did not require, the only way that we can do Bizvan Zed, putting outside, to put in a glass case. And Chazal did not go so far to require us to put the menorah in a glass case. Also, it's not going to be so noticeable because you put in a glass case. I don't know why. Maybe because they didn't use a menorah. Could be because the bizman hazeh, it's noticeable because we have a menorah. You put the whole menorah in a glass case. But maybe in those times, you're putting a little ner. You just put a little ner in a glass case. So it's not so noticeable that's l'shem mitzvah.
Because they usually use like
lantern.
So it wasn't noticed until L'shem is Chanukah. But Bisman Azel, you put in a whole menorah, a special Chanukah menorah, obviously it's Mitzmiyuchat. The Gam Leibuchal Amakoymos Yanichu Lasso, it's Kain Oskach also, they don't let us. It's Sakana, it's fire hazard. A lot of places, Bisman Azel, they're going to get very upset if we start putting a menorah and Neros along in the door and on the side. Ulechain, therefore, what is the custom? Kulon malikim abayis, therefore, it is our custom to light the abayis. Ulechain came and said, Shaheku hu rak libne abayis, since he is rak libne abayis, for ain heku libne rishus ram klal, it's not for the bnei rishus ram klal, ain lochosh kolkach, im ain malikim betevach asavol pesach, since Bizman says it's for the bnei abayis, it's not such a big deal if we don't put in the pesach abayis, period. Umikol makoim, what is the minig? Haminig lahalik betevach asavol pesach, kimoy bi yemeyem, if those, though the minig is still to do it, if you can do it, because don't hate. The ain lashanis. And you should not change. Oh, shemalikim b'sechah pesach al hamashkif hasmali, or put it on the pesach along on the mashkif on the left on the mashkif. Omlam im rabim heim b'nei habayis. But if you have a situation where many people want to light in the same location, v'cholechad reitzel l'kayim amitzvah b'fnei atzmo iyev shalahalik pesach sevel pesach. Why? Because in that case we mentioned before sheyis arvu haneros, because then the candles are going to get mixed together. V'lo yeheker klal, it's not going to be noticeable kama yom Chanukah, how many days of Chanukah have passed. Or l'chein therefore toiv yoyser shkol echad yivarech mokam yuchad ala chaloinos. In that situation where it's going to be too much confusion, the ideal thing would be everyone should light in their only separate location by the window. Uchayit seibo mikol mokam lo yadliku b'mokam shavlikim kol hashana k'may al hashulchan, but do not light on the dining room table like you write the entire uchayit seibo ki oz lo yiyeh heker klal, because when you light on the dining room table, then it's not going to be noticeable at all that it's Chanukah. V'af kisha heker hu rak l'bnei habayis, even though it's only for the bnei habayis, because mokam gamkin tzor ketzas heker, you still need a ketzas heker. So saying very b'chiddush, even though b'zman hazeh we light indoors, it's for the bnei habayis, but even for the bnei habayis, you should go out of your way to do something to show that it's a little bit heker for Chanukah. V'chein ha'minig lahalik nechanukah shlo mokam v'shamamidim ha'neiros shkol ha'shona, that's the thing, you don't light chanukah, we light kiddos the whole year round. V'yoyzer tov v'nakol dim yesh l'chaloin. Okay, the best thing would be to put the note in the window. L'rishus ha'psul l'rishus ha'rabim, ya'midam eitz l'chaloin v'yir gambanei ha'rishus ha'rabim, derech ha'chaloin v'ikah p'suminisa, v'chein ani noyek, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, that's what he himself does. He does not light it in the Pesach HaBayis, because the Tevach HaSavul Pesach, but he lights it in the window, and everyone can see the menorah from the window. So that's a problem. No, he says dafko l'bnei l'rishus harabim. So then you can't do. Then you're stuck. Then what are you going to do? Then it's only for the bnei bayis. Maybe then you light the pesach habayis b'chutz if you can by the pesach. But if you can't by the pesach and you have no window.
The dining room table.
So he says you shouldn't put them down. You should not light in the same place where you light your candles the entire year round. Because then there's no heker at all. There has to be, even in for the bnei bayis, there should be a heker ktsas. You should light the menorah in a place that's not the same place where you light the Shabbos candles.
It's a long table. You
put it, yeah. So you put it in a different place. You put the Chanukah menorah in a place that's different than when you light your Chanukah the candles all year round. Something different. Okay, now we go to the next tab. Now we go to the Beis HaKnesses. Kosu HaTur. V'Yashluchan Aruch. The Beis HaKnesses. Mamidim HaMenorah L'Tzad Doroim L'Zecher HaMenorah Shehoisa B'Doroim. In the Beis HaKnesses, where do we put the menorah? On the south side, the south wall. Okay, so normally if you have a shul that's Mizrach, ideally, you don't put it in the front. A lot of shuls, they put in the front, on the south side. That's not really what it means. It means you put in the middle of the Beis HaKnesses on the south. Like if this shul, okay, if for practical reasons, you don't do it. But like, let's say in this shul, so you would put it like where the clock is. See where the clock is? Because this entire wall is the south wall. So this would be the southern side. They put it in the front. It's not practical. Right, so most shuls, it's not practical to put it along the south wall because people, it gets in the way. People, there's not, the shuls are narrow. So they have no choice but to put it on the Mizrach wall. But at least in the Mizrach wall, they put it towards the south. Now the next question is which order, how should the Neiros be arranged? Should they be arranged Mizrach l'mayriv, or should they be arranged Mitzafon l'adam? When you put along this, if you have a shul that's a nice, like a wide shul, you can put along the south, so they typically will put it Mizrach l'mayriv. If you look at the south wall, you see they're along the south wall, and the Neiros are, like it explains over here, Mizrach l'mayriv. Kosra tu b'shachonach, the b'beis ha'knesses v'amid ha'menor l'tzad dorim. Lezecher why on the southern wall? Because in the Beis HaMikdash, that's where the menorah was positioned. It was positioned along the southern wall. Lezecher hamenorah shehoisa b'dorim. Aval oif. What do you mean? The fact that there's a menorah.
Facing the outside.
The people in the shul. The people. The people in the shul. Absolutely. There is absolutely no need whatsoever to put the shul menorah by the window. The pirsum is for the people in the shul only, not for the b'nei rishos sarabim. The menorah in the shul is persume nitsa for only the people that come to the Beis HaKnesses. The menorah that you light in your home is for the b'nei rishos sarabim. But the menorah that's lit in the Beis HaKnesses has absolutely nothing to do with the people in the rishos sarabim. It has to do with the people who come into the shul. Therefore, you put in the place of shul where the most people in the shul can see it.
With people that have one foot out the door, they still like Hanukkah lamp. That's what Shabbos.
Right.
People are ready to go.
Right, you have to have assuming for the people in the shul. Aval oifen hasidur. Now, when you put the menorah on the southern wall, what is the arrangement? Should it be from east to west, or should the candles be arranged from north to south? Aval oifen hasidur
toli. You put it north to south.
You put it this way. Right, make believe there's the clock.
Yeah.
So when you put the menorah against the wall of the Siddur Mar, or do you turn it perpendicular?
Oh, I see.
So if you want to go put it flat against the wall, that would be called Mimizrach L'Mayrif. If you want to go put it perpendicular, that would be called Mitzaf Anudar. So the question is, in the base Hamigdash, the menorah was on the southern side. But how did the menorah stand? Well, did it stand Mimizrach L'Mayrif, or did it stand Mitzaf Anudarm? This is a machloikis in the Gemara. It's machloikis Amoraim in the Gemara, and it's machloikis Apoiskim, the Rambam, how halacha l'maisa, what was done. So whatever the halacha will be there, that's what the halacha should be done in the Beis HaKnes Zecha for the menorah. Let's see. So the Aval Oifen Hasidur Toloi Bepluksa Din Menorah Staf Tzadiches. In Mizrach Mariv Munachim, do we put it east to west? Oitzafon Vidarim. Ul Chayra Midrebi Savar. In the Gemara there, it is the opinion of Rebbe. Sham Mizrach Umariv Munachim. The menorah was put from east to west. And that's why the Ner Maravi was the second to last candle. If the menorah was put Mitzafon Lidarim, then the Ner Maravi was the center lamp. But if it was put mi Mizrach L'Mayrav, then the second to last lamp was the Ner Maravi. So and there the halacha kirebi mechave roi, we paskin like Rebbe. So that would seem to indicate that the halacha is like Rebbe. The ikar is we put the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash mi Mizrach L'Mayrav. Therefore, it would be ideal in the Beis HaKnesses to put the menorah along the southern wall, and the neros shall be arranged mi Mizrach L'Mayrav, which is like facing the Aron, which is like going this way against the Aron Kodesh. That's where it would appear. Aval HaRambam Usmag Kosvu BeHilchos Space HaBechira. In Hilchos Space HaBechira Ditzofoin V'Dorom Munochim. The Rambam does not paskin like Rebbe. He is of the opinion the Nerus will put Mitzofon L'Dorom, period. And therefore, when the Beis HaKnesses, you can put Mitzofon L'Dorom. Ach HaMinig Etzleinu, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that in his custom is L'Sader Bein Mizrach L'Mayrev, V'chein Kosav Rabbeinu HaRamah, U'mikol Mokam HaNogim Bein Tzav L'Dorom, Yachziku B'minhogim, those shuls are right, light of east to west, they follow their minog, the Yesh Lohem Lismech Aldas HaRamam V'HaSmak. Okay, so this is a very confusing thing. We once had all shiur on this last year, 2 years ago, exactly how you should put the menorah in the Beis HaKnesses. Almost every Beis HaKnesses does something different. Now, even when you put it in Mizrach L'Mayrev, from where do you light the candles? So think about it. When you light the candles at home, how do you light at home? Right. You're always lighting from left to right. The new candles on the left. So now, when you light in your home, do you face the street, or do you stand with your back against the window and face the B'nai Bais? So there are different customs. It would seem the proper thing to do to face the B'nai Bais. Because since Bizmat has said the Iker Persume Nisa is for the B'nai Bais, so you should set up your menorah near the window, allow enough space between the menorah and the window for you to get in there, and for you to put your back against the street, against the window, for you to face the B'nai Bais, and then you will light when you're lighting from left to right. That's not the common minig though. The common minig is, you put the menorah against the window, you face the street, and that's called persumenisa, because you also want to light a persumenisa for the street. But what about in the Beis HaKnesses? So from the Ramot Smash, from the Mishnah Berurah Smash, the proper way to light the Beis HaKnesses is, There is no street. There's no one you're lighting for in the street. Sure. You're facing the Olam. So the ideal thing to do is to have a gap between the wall. That's the ideal thing, from according to Rambam, is you have a gap.
In front of the wall.
In front of here, the wall, the southern wall. And the menorah is going to be put in this direction. Like here, if here's the southern wall, right, here's the southern wall, the menorah is being put in this direction, not in this direction. Okay, this is called Mimizrach Lamarif.
Right.
If this is the southern wall of the Beis HaKnesses, so here is the southern wall, and this is Mimizrach Lamarif. This would be Mitzafon Ladarum. Now, when you light, do you stand here and light this way, from right to left? No. The ideal thing is to move the menorah at a drop, and the one who lights the menorah in Shul should go with his back to the wall,
behind the menorah.
Behind the menorah, he should face the Olam. You have Derech Eretz for the Olam. You face El, you make the bracha, and you go from left to right.
I don't think they do that.
A lot of shuls, some do and some don't. Some shuls, they on the Torah, and they face this way. Some go, now let's say you do it this way.
No, we're talking even
do this way. Even if you do it this way, should you light facing this way, or should you light facing that way? Not so clear. I mean, you're facing the oil, it depends where the menorah is. Some shul, and many shuls will do it in the front, they go to the very front of the shul, they just put on the right side, and they face the wall. Okay, so there are many different minhagim. Okay, there are many minhagim. How to do it? It gets confusing. But even at home, I know people that even at home, they have a gap between the window and the menorah, and they stand with their back to the window. They face their family, and they light the menorah from left to right, because the Ikar Pesume Nisa is the B'nai Bayis, so it should be arranged for the B'nai Bayis, not for the B'nai Rishos HaRabim, who barely see it anyway. You put it by the window in order so in passing the street can also see it.
You have to fire.
So you have to take all of these things into consideration, and every shul has their own minhag, their own way of doing things. Okay, next. Upasha. Now we call Vav Upasha, it's symbol. Hu She'en Yoitzin B'nai Rishol Beis HaKnesses. You do not fulfill your obligation by the candles in the Beis HaKnesses. If you are there for Ma'arif, and you're all alone, you don't have a wife and children at home with you, and they light candles in the Beis HaKnesses, that does not exempt you from your mitzvah. The Ikar mitzvah is to light in the Bayis. In addition to lighting in the Bayis, we also light in the Beis HaKnesses.
So the person who lights in the Beis HaKnesses also has to light.
Yes, yeah. He makes another bracha. He has to light at home. He has to make a separate bracha. Uh-huh. The line of Beis HaKnesses is a special halacha. Pasha hu she'ein yoitzin b'nei rishol Beis HaKnesses. It's sorach chol echad lachzor ulahadlik b'beiso. Everyone has to light again their home. Afilu mi shebirach b'Beis HaKnesses. Even those who live in Beis HaKnesses. Te'achiv hu al kol bal habayis. Te'achiv in every single bal habayis. U'mash amalik b'Beis HaKnesses. Hu mishu b'su menisa b'yalma. And the reason why we line the Beis HaKnesses is just an additional degree of b'su menisa. The kasha. You list a question. The Eich Mavarchim Al Neiros Beis HaKnesses. How can you make a bracha? It's a bracha levatala. Since you have to make a bracha in the house, the Yeshlema, the Mishum Pirsum Nisa Mavarchim is a special takana. This is all built into the laws of Chanukah. A special takana that Mishum Pirsum Nisa Chazal Umesakin. You should make a bracha. Moshe Mavarchim Al Halel. Just like Chazal Umesakin, that we make a Halel the Rosh Chodesh when we cite Halel Rosh Chodesh. Omna, however, Gam Rabbein Rabbi Yisrael the Sivzan Kassam Shavarcham Al Neiros Beis HaKnesses V'Iu Husvu Lei De'Enu Varcham Al HaHalal D'Rosh Chodesh. He points out that the Beis Yosef is of the opinion that you do not make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh for Halal. This is a very big controversy. Do we make a bracha? Of course, our custom to make a bracha, but there are many people who do not make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh because the recital of Halal is a minhag. It's a minhag, and there's a very big, very big debate if you make a bracha on a minhag. There are many different categories of minhagim, and some minhagim you make a bracha, some minhagim you do not make a bracha. So some of the Beis Yosef is of the opinion that you do not make a bracha on the minhag of reciting Halal in the Beis HaKnesses. Yet, even the Beis Yosef will admit that the minhag of lighting the menorah in the Beis HaKnesses does require a separate bracha. Ach, im gam ze nicha chada, the truth is, the Rama writes, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, that even if you hold the problem, if you will suggest that the lighting of the menorah in the Beis HaKnesses is a minhag, which should not warrant its own separate bracha, you should be aware that many times in the Beis HaKnesses there are guests. Now, Aruch HaShulchan was writing this for his time. I do not know if this would apply today to your typical Beis HaKnesses, because typical Beis HaKnesses, you do not have guests living inside the shul. But it was extremely common not so long ago, that in the Beis HaKnesses, there were people that lived there full-time residents. Ach gam zenichel chada de'al koponim, de'al pi roiv, yesh orchin, ravokin, or there are people that are single, she'en lohem bayis, v'yoytzen, they fulfill their obligation, behadloka shel beis, shel ha-Beis HaKnesses. V'afilu ein ha-kein, even if it's not so, even if it's the kol ikra hadloka, havi mishum pesu minisa, even if it's not so, there's no one else in the Beis HaKnesses, since the takan is mishum minisa, u'v'bayis ein onu yochol, v'kayim ha-pesu minisa, ki bizman ha-gemara, lahalik b'chutz, and since it's very chiddish, and since bizman ha-zeh, we do not light a Pesach Beisai mi bachutz, due to circumstances, u'lechein b'beis haknesses havi ikur. It's an incredible thing what he writes here. Aruch HaShulchan is saying here an awesome chiddush. Therefore, in the b'beis haknesses, it becomes the ikur persume nisa v'roi l'vorich sham. It's unbelievable what he says. That today, since we do not light at home the way we should be lighting ala Pesach based on the Luchutz, the order of the day which is Rabin, the Nela, the lighting of the Beis HaKnesses has become the primary form of lighting. Iker pesume nisa v'roi l'varech sham, you should make the bracha over there. Become mokam in yoytzen b'zeh, k'mash amar, but yet a person should still not be yoytzen his obligation. We should go home, we should light again. Period. When do we light the Beis HaKnesses? Between Mincha and Ma'ariv. The Oz, Yesh Yoytzer, Pirsum, that's when there is more publicity. Uve Erev Shabbos, Yesh Nehagim, Lahalik, Koide Mincha, Beis HaKnesses. Erev Shabbos, you don't light after Mincha, because the time you finish Mincha, the people already will have left. So therefore, Erev Shabbos, you light before, in the Beis HaKnesses, before Mincha. V'chein hu minhagenu sharigam halukas.
Maybe the problem is because it's closer to Shabbos.
Right, exactly. Because if you're going to wait until after Mincha is over, so it's already Shabbos. Because they daven Mincha right before Shkia, and by the time they finish Mincha, it's typically already Peshki. It's too late to light. So therefore, Erev Shabbos, you have no choice but to light the Neros before Mincha. But you do have to be careful that you have 10 people. Okay, it happens very often. You come to shul, or you want to light the menorah early in shul, and you have a small shul, and you're only going to have to begin with 20 people to begin with, and you want to have a mincha, so it's getting late, and people are still coming, so you want to already light the menorah, so by the time you finish lighting the menorah, you can start mincha right away. But you only have 8 people. Only after another 2 people of the first time come a mincha. You should not do so. You should wait at least until you have a minion to light in the Beis HaKnesses. Since lighting the Beis HaKnesses is not so poshut, it needs Pesumi Nisa. And Nigger Pesumi Nisa is 10 people. The whole halacha making a bracha in Beis HaKnesses is a chiddush. It's Mishum Pesumi Nisa. Nigger Pesumi Nisa is 10 people. So therefore you have to be careful to have at least 10 people before you.
That would be a bracha
about Tola if you allow without 10 people, but Lechatilu you have to wait until you have at least 10 people. That's what I remember hearing. And I'll prove it to you. Just like when do we light Shabbos candles? We light Shabbos candles before. We light Shabbos candles before Mincha. So just like we light Shabbos candles before Mincha, so too you can light Hanukkah candles before Mincha. Now what happens if the Malik who Hashatz, he's going to be the Shliach Tzibur, and the Oilam is in a rush, and they're pushing him, no, let's start Mincha ready. And let's say it's the 8th night of Hanukkah. Can the 8th night fall out on Shabbos? You can fall on Shabbos, right?
Yeah,
eighth
sure.
Night. So there are a lot of candles, 8 candles to light. It takes a long time to light up 8 candles. And they're, no, we'll start Mincha ready. Ashrei, no. What do you mean? I just lit the first candle. Give me some time to light all the other 8 candles. Umemaher es atzma lispalel. So the Aruch HaShulchan says it's very important halacha. Yochol levarich ulahalik ner echad. You can make the bracha and light one candle. Vehashor yadlik hashamosh, and let the shul attendant let him finish lighting the other candles. Oy acher or someone else. And guess what? What?
He spelled it wrong.
What is so wrong? V'ashor, right. V'ashor yalik hashamosh oy acher. Period. Now listen to this chiddush. What happens if you're running to mincha at home and this always happens? It's late,
yeah.
And you're lighting the candles. It's the 8th on Hanukkah and you're going to miss mincha. So are you allowed to tell your wife to finish lighting the candles for you? I'll just light the first candle and my wife will be malik the remaining candles.
Let me see
what it is. Shabalabayis Yaskul Bahadlaka, there's no prohibition, it's about to start. The Acher Yigmar, if you're on in a rush to get out, in order to get to Mincha, so someone can finish off. When we call Makam Toiv, Shabalabayis, the Atzma Yigmar Kulam Lahalikam, the Atzma, the best thing would be the Balabayis himself to conclude to light them all. That would be ideal, that the person who makes the bracha, he should light all 8 candles.
Well, you don't have 8 this year, you have 7.
This year it's 7?
But the Shar Tshuva says.
But Tzai Shab is the last night?
Yeah.
First night. But the Shar Tshuva says preferably to daven Mincha before.
Like, right. So there isn't any that Shar.
Yeah.
There is an inyan that erev that Shabbos Chanukah to lie daven mincha gedolah. Right, if you can't daven an early mincha, so then you don't have to. Then you'll have more time to.
Not only that, because zeichel labayis.
Yes, what is zeichel labayis?
Between mincha and marav. That's the whole reason why one should daven mincha before.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not familiar. Okay, so you say okay.
The Shartshu brings
okay.
I have a question. Basically, from the Shulchan Aruch, you're lighting in the shul and you're lighting in the house. So this is that Lubavitch lights in the street.
Right. It's not so posh.
It's
not so simple what they do. What they do, there's a halach of lighting in the bayis and there's a halach of lighting in the Beis HaKnesses. Zehu.
That's it.
Zehu. So, what? So where do you go the next step to light?
In
the town square. It's not so simple. They do
it.
And they make a bracha. So obviously they have their paiskim and they are very liberal in understanding that Persume Nisa is anywhere where there's Persume Nisa. And they light in the street, they light all over the public places.
It's a torch, it's not a candle.
I don't know what they do. I don't know. It's a
they probably feel Persume Nisa. Somebody sees it out there, somebody will come
home. Times Square.
You can't go make new halachas.
No, of course.
You can't make new halachas.
Only
what they do is a chiddush. Okay, it is a very chiddush what they do, and that's their shita. Chav Zayin. Okay, next. Chav Zayin. I'm going to be Gemara. Chotzer, now we go to the halach of chshat, of suspicion. Chotzer sheyesh lo shnei pisochim. A chotz which has two entrances. Mishnei tzadim. Tzricha shtei neros. You have to have two neros. Perish Rashi sheyesh lo bayis shnei pisochim. Ayin Shav Rashi learns that when it says in the Gemara chotzer, it's lav. Remember we had this discussion. Where is the ideal place to light the menorah? Is it to light by the Pesach habayis or to light by the Pesach hachotzer? This is machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So over here, Rashi Lishitosa says, when it says the shnei chotzer, it's lav dafka chotzer. It means the bias. Your bias has two, because according to Rashi, you light by the bias, you don't light by the chotzer. So therefore, writes over here, per sheyesh lo bias shnei psachim ayin sham v'elich lishitosai the hadloka he al pesach habayis eitzel hachotzer. Avla Tosfos, hadikim shuv, according to Tosfos, so we learned last week, Tosfos learns that where is the ideal place to light the Chanukah menorah? By the Pesach of the Chotzer, the atami shum chashoda. So if you have a bias, according to Rashi, let's look according to Rashi, and you have a front entrance and a back entrance, and the front entrance is adjacent to one Rishos HaRabim, and the back entrance is adjacent to another Rishos HaRabim. So according to Rashi Gemara, you have to light two sets of candles, one at each Pesach, so no one should suspect that you're not being mekayim the mitzvah shat. The yisem nikiyim me Hashem umi Yisrael, the shema bnei Yiroi, the people of your city, sheyelchu b'tzad zeh, v'lo yiru neros, do not see the neros on the other side. Yomer will say ki hechi de b'hai loy adlik b'hai noy adlik. The same way he did not light on this side, he did not light on that side. Aval kishehin b'ruach achas. But when you have the two psachim. When you have the two psachim, geshebe duchachas on one side, halo yiru sheyesh neros bepesach hasheni, then everyone, if you have two psachim on one side, opening up to your bias, so you don't have to light two sets. Everyone sees that there are neros in one pesach, and everyone knows that you're not violating the halacha. Period. Upashet hu geshamalik b'shnei mekaymos. Then he goes on to another one. In a situation where you do have to light in two locations, it's simple. Lo yivayich rak brachachas b'halacha rishayna. Only make one bracha. Uvaloka shniya lo yivarcha. And the second hadloka, do not make a bracha. Davar pashut, you only make one bracha for each hadloka. Kevan she'ena ella b'mei hachashat. V'zeo hakol b'zmanam. This was all true in their day and age, time of the Gemara. Shehayu mevarchim umadlikim al pesach hachotzer. They would light by the pesach hachotzer oy al pesach habayis. Aval u'idnach shukulam adlikim b'fnim habayis. But b'zmanazer, we all light indoors. We all light indoors. Ein haker el ben habayis flo ben yish sarab ma fil yish lo khatzel le bayis habib sakh ma habib ru khos ein malik ben el mak ma khat. Shav ben bayis yo yidem sha kol ba bayis akhad ve khin amin pash le zman az. This halacha does not apply since bizman az we did not light on the pesach habayis. We only light indoors for the ben habayis. Therefore you only light in the home once and zehu. Period. Vida.
Well, we do light in the window. Why do we light in the window? Because it's special meaning of people outside.
That's only secondary. That's not the ikar. And therefore, if you have two windows on two sides of the house,
if you're in a corner house,
you don't have to go light. No one says you have to light on two sides of the house because since the ikar presumes of nebayis, so you only have to light once. That's what he paskins. Vida. Drabenu harama b'sivches al din shenispar d'chshnei psachim heim beruach echad. Ein tzach lahalik b'shnei psachim kasav the zek hashem b'bayis echad ad kan l'shanis. The Rambam, he writes that when you have two psachim on one side, you only have to light. That's only if you have it's only one bayis. Umashma de'im b'shnei batim tzarich lahalik b'shnei. He's a very big chiddush. He wants to medayik that if you own two houses, one bal habayis. He owns two apartments. They're two separate apartments. And each apartment has its own Pesach. Even though they're right next to each other, you have to light twice. This that we said there, two psachim on the same saw, you only need to light once. That's when it's two psachim opening up into one bayis. But when it's two psachim opening up into two separate batim, then it's mashma, you have to light two separate lightings.
People know that it belongs to him.
Oh, so that's the question. Afilu meruach achas. V'chein kasav lehenyim et sifrei darki moshe. Soif simen zeh, b'shem ha-kolboi, ayin sham. V'einu v'en klal. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, I'm coming to challenge the Rambam. I don't understand why. If one person owns two pieces of property, and he lied on one piece of property, everyone knows that this person is being mekayim the mitzvah. Why should he have to lie on both pieces of property when on the same side? There's no chshat. They move a cloud. The Chabigamor Hashem Mevuah Lehedya. The Achshadu Who Mishum Bnei Ir Sheyodim Shem Shaladim Echad. People know. El the Bshnei Ruchos Yom Shagam Ruch Acheres Lohi Lukach Mashakosaf Fule Ruch Achas Vimkain Mali Bayis Echad Mali Bshnei Batim Kevod Sheyodim Shem Shaladim Echad. If it's one person, everyone sees, everyone knows. The Im Noimar the Bshnei Batim Lo Yadu. And if you're going to tell me that when it's Shnei Batim Lo Yadu Shehem Shaladim Echad Minali Lo Marken, how are you going to say they don't know this? Vitzarich Ian. Okay, so he leaves it. He has a little answer. He'll leave out the parenthesis. He leaves out that it's a tzarich Ian. How could it be that the Rambam requires you to light twice when the two psachim are from two separate apartments? Since everyone knows that you own both apartments, it should be enough to light once. In the parenthesis, he writes that maybe in a Hanami people don't know this. Maybe in a Hanami that people don't know that it's two separate apartments. People think it's one apartment. People think maybe that you own that one, you don't own the other one. So therefore, that's why we're machmir. Okay, let's begin the next topic. The next topic is Zman Hadlaka. Okay, Tanya. Mitzvasa, mishetishke hachama ad shetichle regel menashok. Zeu chatzi sho achar hashkia. So what is the Zman Halakha from the time when the sun sets until the people start walking in the street, and this lasts for a half an hour after sunset? Okay, let's assume in Eretz Yisrael, where it gets dark very quickly. So from the time when you light the menorah until people are ready, from the time of sunset until half an hour, there's no one left in the street. The Harambam Perek Dalet Din Din Hei Kosav Ein Madlikim Neros Chanukah Koydim Shtishka Chama Elo Im Shikiyasa. Do not light Ner Chanukah before the sun sets, but rather light Chanukah candles with the sun setting. Loi Ma'achrin V'loi Makdimim. Period. Now look at this chiddush. He says here an incredible chiddush. Let's say Shochach, the sun has set. From the time the sun sets, it's exactly a half an hour until Tichle Regel Menashok. Let's say it's already 15 minutes after the sun has set. Shochach, a hizit, or you deliberately did not light candles, for lo hidlik, im shkia sachama, malik v'hoylich, you can continue lighting, ad shetichle regel min hashok. You can continue lighting until that time passes. V'kamuzman huzeh, kimo approximately chatzei shah o yeser. Now look what he writes, ovar zman zeh, once that period has passed, Einoi malik, it's too late to light. Vitzorich, fine, we'll come back. Vitzorich, how much oil do you have to put in when you light the candles when the sun sets? Vitzorich sheyitain, shemen, biner, kidei shetehedu lekes, feleches, ad shetich leregel menashuk, ad kan l'shoinai. Now he explains here in detail, mavur melashoinai, it's going to be clear from his expression. The malik achar hashkia, if you light candles after shkia, Ein tzarech liten shemen al chatzi shah, el rak ad kideisha tichle regel min hashuk. If you light late, if you're 15 minutes late in lighting, you only need to add enough oil for the neros to light for 15 minutes. This that we're brainwashed, you have to light a half an hour, and you must have under every situation enough oil to last for half an hour. That's halach halach what we do. But according to the Rambam, since the only zman of lighting Ner Chanukah is from the time the sun sets until tichru legel min hashuk, that's the max of half an hour. But if you get a late start, you're not gaining anything by adding more oil than more oil than the amount of oil you need until tichru legel min hashuk. V'chein mevur b'loshen Rabbeinu habesu b'sif beis shakosaf shochach. If you forgot or you were made it, and you did not lie with Shkia Sachama, Malik Vahoylich Hacha Tichla Regal Minashuk Shu, Kumo Chatzi Shosh, Ozena Om Oivim Meshavim, people pass to come and go, Vika Besumenisa, Hilkoch Tsarech Litin Bashemin Kezeh Hashir Adkan Lashoni Vizel Kedivri Haraman. Okay, so that's the very Bechesh. Now, Vizel HaKol Das Haram, that point is that we don't pass like this. So it's too late. According to the Rambam, once already the half an hour since Shkia has passed, it's too late to light. You missed the mitzvah. Ovar zmanoi batel karbonoi. And when you get a late start, you don't need to add enough oil to last for half an hour. You only need to add enough oil in order for it to last until the zman is over. Obviously, we do not paskin like this. Vezehu hakol ledas harambam. All according to the Rambam, the la'achar zman shetich leregel min hashuk. Einoy Malik, once that zman passes, there's no point in lighting anymore. Avol hator posak, the Torah paskins, the imloy hidlik zmano, if you don't light, zmano kol halayla. He disagrees. If you do not light within the requisite time, you can light Chanukah kindles the entire night. Udoloy ki harambam, adkan lashon v'imkein, tamid tzarech liten kishir hazeh. You always need to add to the menorah under every single circumstance enough oil to last for a half an hour. So we have over here, so this is the tour, not like the Rambam. And that's how we pass, and that's why we are so familiar that if you're lighting 11 o'clock at night, you need to have enough oil to last at least for half an hour. You always need at least half an hour. Well, the cost of a tour, es ashir, berosh, simen ze, ayin sham, berosh, simen ze, ayin sham, lohoyrois, the tamid ye shir ze. You always need enough oil to last this amount of time. We also have to have enough oil, or enough, the wax has to last for half an hour. Maybe the Rambam would also admit that this bizman hazeh. Maybe when the Rambam was only discussing halacha, only in the time of the Gemara, when they lit, when the sun set. But since now we live in a different tekufa of sakana, or we live in a different tekufa, for whatever the reason is, there is no longer a persumanisa in the street, the ikar persumanisa for the Bnei Bayis, perhaps even the Rambam will admit that you need only a half an hour. The only in his generation. There's it's not noticed of them. Shemen alachakach, for oil to last later. Aval ho'id nabad bizman hazeh, sheha heker libnei habayis, shapir tzarech heker, lemeshech hatzisho, you need heker for half an hour, v'chein ha'minig ha'poshot v'ein l'shanis, do not deviate from this minig v'tzarechin, lama lo'i dibur v'zib shochnach, v'ulai v'bnei shezeh ho'i l'chem dabar poshot v'poshot. Okay? So this is the Meridik Chiddush, comes out. Never knew this until I saw this near HaShulchan. That from the Rambam, the only time you can light is during that time of sunset for one half an hour. And if you get a late start, so you only need to add enough oil until that time comes to an end. If you light past this time, it's a bracha levatala. But the Torah disagrees, because the Torah disagrees no matter what, you always need to have an amount of oil to last for half an hour. And halacha l'maisa, we want to suggest that since bizman hazeh, we no longer have persumanisa for the bnei reshus rabim, v'ikar persumanisa is for the bnei bayis. Everyone will agree that you always need a half an hour. V'da, and be aware, the gam the ikar hazman nechelku haramam imatur v'yashlochanorch the haramam skosav imashkia. That when is the starting time to light? So the Rambam says the starting time to light is im hashkia, v'hainu b'tchilas hashkia. Okay, the Rambam says that means when the sun, the ball of the sun sets. They learned that Shkia is the end of Shkia, which is like 50 minutes. 50 minutes after sunset, after the sunsets. V'hainu b'tzeis ha'koy chavim, k'mash omar b'simin tov kuf samach beis. V'dover z'tol b'machloikis b'ikra z'man shkia sacham. This is an old machloikis. When is sunset? Is sunset in halacha when the ball of the sun goes below the horizon? Or is sunset in halacha when the stars come out? Im zeu tchilas shkia oisoyv shkia, k'mavur l'el simin reish samach aleph. The harambam sviur leidu tchilas shkia. We follow primarily that Shkia is sunset. That's why many of us, we first begin to light candles after we come back from Maariv when it's pitch black dark outside. Aval, yesh, nahagim ke Rambam, but there are those that follow the Rambam, or mevorchim achar mincha, lizman tchilas bein hashmoshos. They light candles when the sun sets. The afal gavdu idna had loka hi bebayis, even though bizman is zed for the bnei bayis, mikol mokom, kol mar shem shalasos ketikin chacham, moisin, whatever we can do like the chum, we do. Vyoy digam ho idna kishamadlikim eitzel achaloin. We also have a shtickle bnei rishos ram, because you light by the window, yesh hekel bnei rishos ram. Now, if you light it by day, he wants to point out, has kedusha the candles. You may not derive benefit. The ein mevarchem olav. You may not make a shakach amu ein mevarchem ala ner ad she osu loiro, but ad kan l'shoynoi. Well, acha et chilas hashkia haloi neosim mehaner ve'ach ein zeru raya gemur. I don't know what this means. Okay, I don't know what this means. V'imedliku b'yoyim ein neosim mimenu ve'ein mevarchem olav shakacham ve'ein mevarchem ala ner ad she'osel le'oiro. If we have pleasure, ad kan l'shoyne. Well, acha et chilas hashkia haloi neosim mehaner ach ein. I don't know what this means. Okay, I'm not sure what it means. Kasav, let's go right. Kasav, Rabbeinu Habeisayz Mitzvah. The Yesh Mish Oymesh Imhu Torud Yochol Lahaktim Lahalik Miplaga Min Cholmada. What we do? If a person is Torud, if you're going away on business and you cannot light at night, so you can light Miplag Hamincha, which is an hour and 15 minutes before sunset, you already can light the Chanukah Menorah. Uvulvad, provided Sheyitain Koy Shemen, enough oil. We do this Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos we light before Mincha. Malikim ner Chanukah Kodem Hashkia. Uviemesh Yesh Li Zohar Bi Erev Shabbos. Litein Harbe Shem Yosef. You have to make sure you eat to the menorah Erev Shabbos enough oil that the menorah will pass when the stars come out. Litein Harbe Shem Yosef Mihashir Shebechol Yom Lechol Apachus Biner Echad. Kidei Sodat Sheyalik Ad Kidei Shetichle Regel Min Hashuk. Ach b'yemes, mishabes en raya. You can't bring a raya that the same way we can do this Erev Shabbos, we can do this the whole week. When it comes to Shabbos, there's no other solution. The imloikein laharambam, the laachar shetichle regel min ashuk, ein malikim kamashu kosaf, kamashu amr. Eich malikim nerchanaka b'mitzoy Shabbos. By Mitzvah Shabbos, you have no choice, because Mitzvah Shabbos, the first time you can light even according to the Rambam, is only after it's Tzitzik Chavim. El, B'mokn L'Yav, Shur, Shaini, it's Tzitzik, Nochinami, B'Yav Shabbos came. Just like when it comes to Mitzvah Shabbos, according to the Rambam, there's no possibility to light before the stars come out, which is past the Zman of Tichle Regel Min Hashuk, but since Mitzvah Shabbos, there's no other solution, that's the way it has to be. So too, maybe, when it comes to Erev Shabbos, there's no solution but to light before sunset. But who says this is relevant? This is a raya for what the other days of Chanukah. On the other days of Chanukah, where there's a possibility to light the candles when the sun sets, who says one has permission to light after Plaga Mincha and make a bracha relying upon maybe it's a bracha levatala? When it comes to Erev Shabbos, you have no choice. So you light before Plag, you light it before Mincha when the sun is still out. But during the other days of Chanukah, if you're going to light the candles when the sun is still shining and they put enough oil for it to last until Tzei Sakachavim, maybe this would be going a little bit too far. Okay, let's do one more paragraph. Kos v'atur b'shem ha'taisis t'lididon ein tzachu dakti b'azman sh'nosek ha'zal sh'zer rak lohem sh'im alikim b'chutz. That we, Bizman Hazed, do not need to be meticulous concerning this man. There was only time of Chazal. There's no one that's walking in the streets. But we light in the bayis. The Aheker who rock the Bnei Abayis. We light it only for the Bnei Abayis. We do not need to be makbid. We rock the Halik Ba'oid Shabbat Abayis. You Nu'urim below Yishenim. The only thing that's important today is that we light when people in the bayis can see the candles. They should not be asleep. The imkain gam lohem ein heker. If everyone in the home is sleeping, you come home late from work and no one's going to see. It's a bracha levatala. The atur kasta v'zelashenim v'nirish afal didon tzach ledaktik b'shir shafal pish shemalikin b'fnim. Even though we light b'fnim kevan shemalikin b'pesach habayis l'pasuach. And it's open. Yesh akeru lo'ayim mishavim ad kal l'shoinai. V'zeh b'zman hatur. When the Torah says that you should light it, people in the street should see that was in his time. Aval achsha, but b'zman hazeh shemalikim legamri b'chadorim indoors ha'pnimim. Ein tzorech lahad l'daktik b'zman ela sheyadlik b'oid shebnei habayis nu'urim. An amazing kishvara chashukhna. B'zman hazeh, there's absolutely no requirement to be b'daktik, to light when the sun sets. You should light it late at night when people are home. Many of us are these bizman azel lahalik be azman shekavu chachamim bechazal said. V'yeshmi shoymer v'afilu lilmoid also be agir azman. Some say not even alone when the zman arrives. Im lo ispal mayriv adayin yalik koydim. You should not light first. V'achkach yispalu mayriv v'zel lahamadlikim tam benachem mayriv. Those v'zel lahamadlikim lachatam am avol yesh lachatchilu madlikim koydim mayriv. Achar tchilas hashkia, l'chatchila should light before Maariv, before tchilas hashkia, k'divrei harambam shevanu. So it basically presents all these different minhagim of when is the ideal time to light the Chanukah candles. I know that in yeshivas, interesting, yeshivas, there's some yeshivas, they everyone runs away. At three o'clock, everyone's running home to prepare for lighting candles. What a bittle tire. What a waste. Because once you go home, no one ever comes back. So there are yeshivas. I don't know which yeshivas. I remember hearing that certain yeshivas, that's not their custom. The custom is, they have a regular second Seder. They learn second Seder, whatever time it starts, and it finishes typically, let's say, 6, 7 o'clock, and after second Seder is over, then you go home and you light. Oh, what about the Zman? Talmud Torah is much more important than lighting the Zman, especially being that the Zman has said the Iker Persume Nisa is the Bnei Bayi, it's not for the Bnei Rosh Hasharabim. So therefore, there's no question that it's a very... They possibly they do. I don't know which yeshivas saw, but I remember hearing that such things. They possibly do. They doubt, and because the most important thing b'zman hazeh is Talmud Torah, so therefore they would have a full second seder, and then they would go daven ma'ariv, and they would go lahom. But most yeshivas don't do that. Most yeshivas, the whole Chanukah is just a free for all. It's just a zilzul and in Kedusha is where the first seder, and then second seder everyone is running home. All of a sudden it's summer daktik, and when they go to work. And then they finally leave yeshiva and they go get a job. It's not even a havamina that they should leave work early to come and light early. They come home 9 o'clock at night. They first light candles. Only when you're in yeshiva, oh, now is a good time we should redactic on this month. That's a very big chil Hashem. Yeah.
Where I just had a coil over there. Davis or something. Anyway, they ended at 6. He gave them over 5.
Okay. Okay, we're going to take a break. He'll stop, take a short break, and then we'll learn.